Welcome to Ag Matters, covering the positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Ag Matters Radio. I am your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio this morning is so many titles. They're all escaping me at this point, but the lovely Margaret Adsit. Margaret, thank you for being here.
Did you forget why I'm here today?
It's like, wait a minute. Margaret and I work together on the regular, haven't seen each other in weeks, and now we're in the same room, and I'm not sure why we're here. No, I'm just kidding.
Thank you for being here. Of course, Amy. So today, I'm here in the capacity of Alaska Farm Tours.
Yes.
So not actually Alaska Farmland Trust this time.
Right. And we have the exciting pleasure of talking about the upcoming Matsu Farm Bureau Farm Tour, right?
Yeah. Can you believe this is the ninth tour?
No, I don't believe that. I do believe 9 years ago, I remember being heavily involved and all of that while at the Division of Agriculture, but it's crazy that it was 9 years ago.
I'm not going to say I blame you, but I blame you.
Yeah. No. Well, look how far it's come.
I know. 9 years later, it's doing great. So, it's our ninth annual. Matsu Farm Bureau, of course, is sponsoring this farm tour.
Yeah.
It's a full-day, eight-hour tour. Typically, in the past, we've just gone to all farms. This year, we have something very unique in that we're doing what's called the Taste of Palmer. Mm. So we're bringing together five different businesses that in some way do value-added products from Alaska-grown produce or meats.
I love it.
So Non-Essentials is going to make fry bread from wheat from Vanderbilt Farms and mozzarella from Havemeister Dairy.
Oh.
Matt Valley Meats is coming with some of their charcuterie that they make from animals grown right here in the valley. We've got the 203 kombucha.
Right.
Which they're a new product here in town and they use.
Can I pause for just a second? Yeah. I had to ask them 203, like what prefix is that? Why would, and she said, no. Originally there were 203 colonist families with the Matsu Colony Project. And that's where the number comes from. Isn't that cool?
That's really cool. I've actually always, I just thought it was like an old, sort of area code.
Right. That's what I thought it was. But it's like from, it's like a Michigan or somewhere area code. But she's like, no. It's the original 203 colony families.
Oh, that's a really cool story.
I was like, well, we need to tell that story more because that's super cool.
Oh, no. Well, I just learned something new. They didn't tell me that. And juice, jelly, and jams will be there.
Oh, yum.
Sauces and jellies. It's going to be held at Bushes and Bunches produce stand. So
okay.
Bushes and Bunches is going to be making their rhubarb, talking about the process that they use to make that rhubarb lemonade.
Juice. Oh, okay.
And it's sort of like, have you ever been one of those, the dating rooms where you have like 5 minutes to learn as much as you can?
Speed and then, dating.
Yeah,
yes.
It's like speed dating with the Taste of Palmer. So we'll divide the folks up and they'll get about 10 minutes to talk with those producers, taste the product, and then move on. It's like a speed dating for Alaska-made products.
I love it. So that it sounds amazing. I think that people are going to what a fun day people are going to have. So before we jump into all of those specific details, the first thing I want to pull out of this is the Matsu Farm Bureau. Mm. So let's talk a little bit about why the Matsu Farm Bureau does this event and has been doing it for 9 years, and what's the point to them? Or you know, is this a fundraiser? Is this a money-making opportunity? Or why does the Farm Bureau make this a priority every year?
You know, I didn't understand this about Farm Bureau until actually the Kentucky Farm Bureau was up here. A lot of farm bureaus around the country put an emphasis on getting their members actually to other farms in other states to learn about farming across the United States. We do something a little bit different here in Alaska in that our local Farm Bureau chapter tries to get as many folks from the Anchorage community or even folks here in Palmer and Wasilla area to the farms to learn more about how we're producing our crops here in the state. And so they started this as a way to connect with that consumer base, get them more educated. And when you build that education and that connection, more committed customers over time.
Absolutely. I'm a huge believer in that. It's like once you've met the farmer, looked them in the eye, you know, been on their farm, heard them speak heart to heart about their product, like you're a believer. It's like, how could you go back? How could you ever buy someone else's milk or someone else's carrots after you've had that experience?
Yeah, it's really sort of that word of mouth and that community connection and community building and saying that sort of economic growth on a community level is based on that person-to-person interaction.
Yeah.
And that's what the whole food movement across the country is about, is that
right.
Sort of that person-to-person interaction, building relationships. And the proof is in the pudding. That Kentucky Farm Bureau, the next day they went to the farmer's market after I had done a farm visit on Vanderbilt Farms, and yeah. they saw the strawberry uh-huh. greenhouse. They went to the market the next day and sold out in like 5 minutes
of
the strawberries
awesome.
That everybody bought.
That's awesome.
Like barrel worth of strawberries.
Very good.
So, yeah, you see that number reflected for the farmer, and also that increased commitment to yeah. shopping local.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at the most personal level, just having heard why 203 Kombucha is named what it is. I feel more connected to that company now, and I want to support them because it's like, oh, there is more to this story they believe in, or maybe they're ancestors of, or I don't know the rest of mm-hmm. the story yet. I need to have them on the show so we can figure it out, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. So, okay, so that's why the Farm Bureau does it, is to get more people out in the valley, on farms, understanding where their food comes from and making those connections.
Mm-hmm, precisely.
Yeah.
And this year, the focus is on old farms, new flavors. So the new flavors is that Taste of Palmer. Again, really getting people to think even just beyond the farmer's market products to sort of what can they buy year-round, what's available.
Right.
And also to honor and recognize these really brave entrepreneurs who are going out in the food processing business, which
right.
there's a lot of capital investment in that and a lot of legal red tape they've had to get around to produce these products. So, you know, tip their hats off. They're making it, make a go of it. And they make it so that there's a wholesale market the farmers can sell to.
Absolutely.
And so there's that part of that food system. And then the old farms, we wanted to focus on farms that are, we have one farm to market farm, Market Stand Farm, which is Bush's Bunches, talking
sure.
about that historical farm. And then we're going to Vanderbilt Farms, which is, I think they're still the number one vegetable producer
sure, yeah.
in the state of Alaska. And then finally, we're going to go to one of the smallest, which is a fruit farm processing. And Juice Gel and Jam will be there at the tasting, but then seeing that fruit production in the state. And the reason I really want to emphasize that is that we could be doing so much more in fruit production.
Sure.
You know, Don will say this over and over again. He's not limited on the production end for his value to process. What limits him is the access to more fruit products.
Okay.
So yeah. I always want to encourage people to sort of say, if you want to get into fruit farming, there is a business to be made.
Yeah. And I think it'll be good to, for guests to see the scale that Vanderbilt Farms does things versus mm-hmm. the scale that you can still be successful and have a business model that works at Don Berberk's scale, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't have to have 400 acres of production to make it work, right?
Yeah. No, and that's, I think, the biggest thing with guests that we have come on our farm tours is that question, is that we take a lot of these lower 48 farmers from giant farms, 2,000, 3,000 acre farms, and then we go and we take them to a 5 or 6 acre farm
yeah.
and sort of showing why that works here. Why are we unique that we can make it work on many different levels
yeah.
that would be considered fairly non-traditional in
right.
most of the country.
Yeah. And Don probably doesn't even have 5 acres, does he?
No.
I mean,
no.
I can picture his little patch.
Yeah,
it's just a little patch. Yeah.
Yeah, it's less than 2 acres. And he will say he doesn't survive the year on that.
Sure.
But on the flip side, it's not that he's not making a profit, right?
Right.
Like, he's still making a profit on less than probably like 1.5 acres.
Yeah.
So
he's
can do it.
He's going to be on the show in a couple of weeks. I think it's late August. It'll definitely be after the farm tour, I think. I'm so scatterbrained right now. I apologize. But anyway, we're going to talk about his 29 years of being, you know, the FFA and ag teacher here at Palmer High, and then the what's next. So we'll hear it straight from him in a couple of weeks.
He has a lot of what's next, because
yeah.
he's Don Berberk.
Right.
So a little bit more on the technical side of things. So the tour is August 2nd.
Right.
It's always a Thursday, which I'm not sure when that trend started, but we're just going to roll with that. And we pick up in Anchorage at 9 a.m. at the cars on Muldoon and Northern Lights.
Yep.
And we'll drop them off by 5 o'clock at night. But we'll also have a Palmer pickup at the Division of Agriculture at 9:45 in the morning. Again, that tour includes lunch and the Taste of Palmer, and you get to see three farms.
Yeah.
And it's for one low, low price of $65 per person, which
is such a steal.
Sorry, did I say $65? I meant $75. It's not. Oh, I just burned myself.
Oh, that's okay.
No, $75 per person.
Okay.
We had to up the price a little bit for the Taste of Palmer experience, but
Well, a quick interruption to let folks know that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio this morning is Margaret Adsit, wearing her Alaska Farm Tours hat and talking to us about the upcoming Mattsu Farm Bureau Farm Tour. So you were just kind of throwing out some of the specifics. August 2nd, which is a Thursday, where can folks go to see the itinerary, look at the price, book their seat, et cetera?
So you can find us either on Facebook on the Mattsu Farm Bureau events page,
or
you can book online at alaskafarmtours.com and then look for the logo that says the 9th Annual Mattsu Farm Bureau Farm Tour, and
you
can book through that process with descriptions of the menu, the farms that we're going to visit, and the full day's itinerary.
Very good.
Speaking of food, because we're always hungry.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait, let's talk about the lunch.
It's going to be a little different this morning. So Carol Kinley's going to be the one catering for us.
Yay.
And she's doing a Alaska pulled pork sandwich.
Oh, wow.
With an Alaska coleslaw and some type of a berry dessert. She won't tell me which one.
Oh, but, well, it's bound to be good.
yes. I don't know. Some berry delicious dessert.
Yeah.
And then some rhubarb lemonade on the side.
I love it.
It'll be a very Alaskana. And if you are less than meat inclined, there's going to be a veggie soup option with a side veggie salad.
So. Oh, nice. Very good. Catering to everyone.
Of course.
Look at that. Do people, when you book your seat, do they have to pre-select whether they need that vegetarian option? Okay, good.
Yep, you can do that as well.
All right. So let's, I want to scope it out, feel it out a little bit more. So you get on the bus in Anchorage, you drive out to Palmer, and you are still going to visit a couple of farms before hitting the Taste of Alaska event, right?
The Taste of Palmer's first.
Taste of Palmer.
Taste of Palmer is going to be first at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And then we're actually going to eat at the farm there.
Okay.
And then head out to the other two farms after
that. Oh, okay.
Nice. It's actually less time. I learned in past years that it takes about 10 minutes to get 50 people on and off a bus.
Mm-hmm.
So they're spending a lot of time waiting in line to get on and off a bus.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to do is actually have it be a little bit more experiential, have it be so that people are digging their feet in a little bit more at each of the farms and spending more time. So it is less farms this year, but it's more time on each of the farms.
Which is good because everyone, all 50 people have a question specifically for each farmer, right, that they want to make sure they get asked. And we want to provide that experience for them, give them the time to ask those questions, right?
Yeah, especially because it can be a little overwhelming, 50 people. And we want to make sure everybody's questions are being addressed and that they know where they can get the products.
Yeah.
After the fact from the farmers or have longstanding questions answered.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the beautiful parts about this is that this time of year, especially, these farmers are so incredibly busy. Like even if you happen to run into Ben Vanderwill in the grocery store, you'd be lucky if you got a hi because he's so focused and busy and it's so hard to get their time. And so to have the opportunity to be on the farm, be able to ask them questions. And like you said, that long burning question that you might have about how they produce something or what's the secret to this or how did you get the carrots so sweet or whatever it might be. It's an incredible opportunity for that kind of behind the scenes one-on-one time.
Mm-hmm. And this tour is so worth it just to see the strawberry greenhouse.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite a modern marvel.
Yeah.
Modern agricultural marvel. So, yeah, it's a very sort of simple, fun day, and you get a lot out of it. And I think what's most striking, last year we had a gentleman who had lived just down the road a piece his whole life and had never been to any of the farms. So I think you think that, well, who would be interested, but the honest truth is that everybody should be interested.
Absolutely.
Or is interested.
Right, because what this experience is going to provide is something that you can't get really in any other way. It's not like you could have these experiences just, you know, pull into Bush's Bunches one day and expect it, you know, taste all these amazing foods or have Don Berbrick be there or these different things that are going to happen and be all packaged in one. You can't really get it any other way.
Oh, certainly not. No, that's the whole thing. None of these farms offer private tours on their own. So this is the behind the scenes of behind the scenes, how things are made.
Yeah.
the Hollywood, taking the glam out of the glamour of, of Alaska produce.
So a couple other specifics. Is this a kid-friendly tour this year?
Yeah, it could be.
Could be.
I mean, I always say with hesitation, right?
Sure.
Because they're kind of boring. If I were a kid, I would want to be like, I want to go to the petting
zoo. It's not a petting zoo. Exactly.
Yeah,
it's not a tractor ride. It's not the rodeo.
But here's the thing. When I say to all people on the tours, you know your kids.
Yeah.
Right?
And true.
Some kids can geek out as much as the parent can on these kind of tours. That being said, if you've got a rambunctious little one that just wants to, like, run around, it may be a little bit too much for them.
Yeah.
We've done it before. We've had kids on these tours before. Yep. But it's not like we're saying we're going to go to the reindeer farm and feed reindeer.
Right.
That's much for a kid-focused tour. This is heavy on the information and bad jokes. But again, we've had kids, and we're more than happy to accommodate if folks are interested.
It sounds like maybe less walking this year. Is it going to be more accommodating to folks if they have limited mobility issues?
Yeah, that's something that we've noticed in the past couple of years is that we've got folks that, for whatever reason, might have some physical limitations. So we're trying to keep it to a little bit less walking for folks just so we can get them to see more.
Right. Yeah. And weather dependent, do we cancel the tour if it's raining, Margaret?
Never. I will never, ever cancel a tour. That's what I told
you. Due to weather? You should knock on wood, girl.
Oh, yeah, due to weather. Okay. Yeah, we haven't had a tornado or hail. But even still, my motto is, if the farmer's out farming, then we can be out touring.
Yeah.
So there's nothing that really will ground us. No, hopefully no Bridgemageddons, okay? No Bridgemageddons.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I was on a farm tour once in Virginia in July, and our big cruiser bus, the air conditioning broke.
Ooh.
And then we were two big cruiser buses, right? 50 people on each one. And our tour bus broke down, and the other tour bus had all the water on it. So we were without air conditioning and without water. And we were in Virginia in July.
Are you trying to give me anxiety?
No, it's you got to plan for everything, right?
You have to plan for, I will have umbrellas and ponchos.
Yes.
So, no.
Yes. Okay. I hesitate to bring this up in case the answer is no,
but
I'm going to mention it anyways because maybe it'll inspire you if the answer was no. In years past, attendees have had the incredible bonus of a June Oberg cinnamon roll as they get on the bus.
We're not doing it this year. I know.
Man.
The reason is Carol and I went back and forth because last year only like 4 people ate them. We had so many left over.
No way.
Yeah.
I think I ate 4 of them last year.
Yeah, that might have been all you.
Maybe it's because I had them stashed and forgot to. No, I'm just kidding.
There was like 2 trays left over. And so, there's not going to be morning snacks. We will still have the morning coffee.
Okay.
But, at the end of the day, it just wasn't worth poor Carol's time. She's a farmer, too.
Yeah. She was just on the show last week telling us about her peonies and how busy they are with she and Amy with cutting up, but getting ahead of those peonies because of that hot weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really put a little tamper on. Everybody thought they'd have another couple weeks, and they just went for it last week. So, it's a busy time of year, so it didn't seem super worth it. So no cinnamon rolls this year.
Probably going to see a dip in ticket sales because...
No,
I'm just kidding.
Maybe I'll get her to make one little tray. But yeah, again, not worth it.
Yeah. Speaking of ticket sales, so this is limited seats, right? You're only going to run one bus.
Only running one bus, 53 people.
Okay.
We have sold out the past few years. So
every year,
So get tickets early.
Yeah.
And... if there's any problems, always give me a call, 907-519-7067. That's 519-7067. And I can book people online. We take in-state checks, cash, and credit card.
Perfect. And I was going to mention that, too, in terms of the discussion about children attending. If you're considering bringing a kiddo, I would say give Margaret a call, talk it out a little bit, and get a feel for whether it's going to be a good fit for everyone. Because we would love your kid to come along and enjoy the day, but we also want to make sure the other 50 patrons can still enjoy their day, regardless of who's there, right?
Yeah. And that being said, if you can't make it on that day, or let's say you've got a big family and still want to come out and see, I can do a specialty tour and keep it at that rate as well. I mean, there's a lot of things we can do. I mean, on the regular Palmer Farm tour that I do, it's only $50 per kid. So it's already a heavily reduced rate if you want to take your family out. So if this isn't a good fit, we've got other options.
Absolutely.
To get you on the farms.
Absolutely. Well, another interruption to remind folks that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit. Joining me in the studio this morning is Margaret Adsett of Alaska Farm Tours. And we are talking about the 9th annual Mat-Su Farm Bureau Farm Tour coming up Thursday, August
2nd.
Thursday, August 2nd.
From 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
From 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tickets are available at alaskafarmtours.com. Or you mentioned there's a Facebook event.
There's a Facebook event page if people can't find it through my website.
Yeah.
And that'll link you to the tickets.
Yeah, that'll link you to the tickets. Okay. And the price again?
$75.
$75 per person includes an incredibly delicious lunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And during, it sounds like during the taste of portion, there'll be more food. Like, less walking, more eating this year?
Well, you know.
Is that the theme?
That's where everything, less walk, more eat. that should have been the tagline.
Yeah.
No, yeah, we're just gonna, you know, focus on our tongues this time. This is it's a taste of Palmer tour.
Yeah, I like it. Let's run through the tastes again. So you've got fry bread and mozzarella.
Mm-hmm, from Non-Essentials.
Gosh, yum.
There's 203 kombucha, which they're going to bring, I think it's a rhubarb-based kombucha.
Yep.
Juice jelly and jams with their full product line of sauces and jellies.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt Valley meats.
With the charcuterie. Yeah.
And I'm forgetting someone now. Hold on.
Vanderweels, that's where you're going.
Bush's Bunches, their rhubarb
lemonade. Of course. How could we forget that?
Yeah, don't forget that.
Yeah.
No. So that's the lineup for that. So be groups of 10 and go around.
Oh, yeah, speed dating.
Speed dating
with the farmer. I love it. Yeah, I actually have witnessed that before. A speed dating situation like this where they set up farmers and then wholesale buyers.
Mm-hmm.
And they were speed dating through groups to be like, well, I have this many carrots. And the wholesale buyer was like, well, I need this many. It was interesting. So that'll be a cool opportunity, no doubt. So I'm looking forward to watching that happen. So 9 to 5, pickup option in Anchorage, pickup option in Palmer. Folks should be prepared for any sort of weather because most of this is outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except
for the tasting portion, which will be in their small shed. So it's still kind of outside.
Yeah.
It's not a very big space.
No, but that's all right. So I think that we've covered like all of the important factors. I'm trying to think of what else comes up on that day that we can prepare folks for. In years past, there's been some pretty fun goodie bags of like giveaways and more information about Alaska Grown, etc.
We'll be distributing the new farmers market.
Oh, good. Yeah. Spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So
awesome.
There will be that small little goodie bags, mostly information. I'm boring like that. You get information.
Yeah.
No fun.
Yeah. Bring your notepad.
Yes.
Because Margaret is going to fill you with information all throughout the tour. So we have a couple of minutes left. I think that we have covered the majority of the important facts about the upcoming 9th annual Mat-Su Farm Bureau Farm Tour.
On August 2nd,
out here in Palmer. Let's talk just a little bit, because I'm in charge of the show and I get to decide. Let's talk a little bit about Alaska Farm Tours in general.
Oh.
This is your
third year.
I was going to say third summer offering these incredible tours.
Yeah.
What's new this year?
What's new? We have a lot of fun things that happen this year.
Yeah.
We've got AARP sponsored tours that happen once a month. That's usually the third Monday of every month.
Okay. Coming up next
Monday.
Yeah.
And that's for the 65 plus crowd.
Yeah.
They get a reduced rate, $65 for that tour.
Okay.
And the emphasis of that one is how can folks get access to local food?
Okay.
Sort of bringing it in, because we see in the state of Alaska, the 65 plus crowd is a very food insecure folks, especially on fixed income, of how we can get
also
them
the
to.
Fastest growing segment of our population, though, right?
That as well. So
yeah.
It's AARP's goal to sort of build healthier communities.
Nice.
So they wanted to sort of help educate their base about food access.
I love it.
So that's where that comes from. Again, every third Monday of the month for the rest of the month, and we'll probably be doing it again next year as well.
Nice. Do you go to different farms every time, or if a member has been on that tour already, should they come again? They'll see something new, or?
Well, we have 12 different farms that we work with, so yeah. It's always going to be a mixed bag about which one. Okay. They can let me know if they've been on the tour before, and okay. I'll just ask them which farms.
Yeah.
Or some people like going back to the same farms because they right. have a connection and yeah. they love seeing it.
Yeah. And then you think of those questions that you forgot to ask the first time.
Yeah,
when
exactly.
When you're
yeah.
there the second time, you can be like,
oh, but wait,
yeah.
there's more.
Yeah.
So we're doing that. We've had several large group tours. We're going to do another one in August with the Olay group. They're the adult continuing education group out of Anchorage.
Oh.
So they're a fun group. And what's more, I totally forgot, we opened a branch up in Talkeetna.
Yeah.
So we had the Talkeetna Farm and Brew Tour, Farm, Brew, and Food Tour. So we eat lunch.
That doesn't sound like fun.
I know. It's a pretty kicking day.
Yeah.
We pick up people off the train. So you come in from Anchorage off the Talkeetna day train.
Okay.
We go and have lunch at Flying Squirrel Bakery. We go out Yum. To Birch Creek Ranch owned by Brian Kingsbury, learn about Talkeetna-grown products, and then go on to Denali Brewing Company for a full exclusive back behind the scenes of Denali Brewing Company, which is currently the second largest brewery in the state.
Yeah.
And then go to Cahiltna Birch Works to talk about birch harvesting
wow.
and sugaring process.
Can you only participate that if you ride the train to Talkeetna?
No.
Okay.
We pick up at three different locations. We pick up at the train station, at the lodge, and then at Flying Squirrel.
Okay.
So you can just meet us there at noon at Flying Squirrel.
And is that a set day of the week?
And that one technically operates every day except for Tuesday.
Oh, my goodness.
We don't have a lot of people on those tours because it's our soft launch year.
Sure.
We just needed to work out the kinks this year. But yeah. So that's
a new product. Person wanted to put together a group to come do that, what's the capacity?
We can take up to 11 people.
Oh, good to
so
know.
You and all of your friends, and there are group rates if you call me
yeah.
in advance. But it's and I will say this, Denali Brewing Company has a generous pour. They give you a lot of variety. I think a lot of tasting rooms, maybe you'll try two or three beer. They sort of have you have a taste of their distillery line as well.
Oh,
they've
wow.
got some...
They're doing a cider now too, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Is it
that
good?
Cider is so good. I'm
oh.
blown away.
Oh.
It's a dry apple cider, which...
I'll have to try it because I don't really like cider. It makes my stomach hurt. So maybe I'll try theirs.
Try this one. You can only get it in their tap room there.
Oh.
So, yeah, bring your growlers. I always tell people, it's like on the email get sent, bring your growler, especially if you're an Alaskan.
That's the kind of farm tour I want to go on,
yeah.
where you're encouraged to bring your growler.
Bring your growler because there will be beer.
Nice. I love
and
it.
And it's cool because the relationship there is that the Birch Works gives them maple syrup for
Oh, birch syrup, of course.
Yeah.
Not maple syrup.
I'm sorry. Birch syrup for their birch beer.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, Margaret, it's been a pleasure having you on this morning to talk about the upcoming 9th annual Mat-Su Farm Bureau Farm Tour, as well as the other opportunities with Alaska Farm Tours. I'm thrilled that it's working out so well for you and
hey,
that
thanks.
People have these options for getting out there and seeing Alaskan farms because of what you're doing. So
hey,
great job.
Thanks so much. Come on a tour.
Yeah, I will.
You've been listening to Ag Matters, covering positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust. Ag Matters is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. For more information about this program, email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.